Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
And now for something completely different, because the months of July and August are peak Irish tomato season. Of course, they're widely available year-round, but in this short period of time, you can seek out homegrown tomatoes bursting with flavour. Indeed, you might even be growing your own. Well, with tomato-centric tips and recipes, I'm joined now by Chef Brian McDermott. Good morning, Brian.
Morning, Claire.
And you have brought some lovely tomatoes
with
you. Of course. I'm delighted to see
you. Yeah, isn't it just the season where, you know, we're Irish tomatoes at the minute, and to me they're just pointless all year round. But when you get to Irish tomato season, the first thing we say is they don't taste like they used to. So we're chasing that, and I think that's what Irish tomatoes give us this time of year. They give us the grandparent taste. They give us that old tradition where we go, wow, I'm back in a place again.
Well, will you describe what a tomato should taste like?
Yeah, it should be slightly acidic, not to the stage of lemon, but you get this little bit of kind of nearly like fizziness that you're tickling the back of your tongue, a small little bit of sweetness, and then you'll get a burst times. And all that is water, because they are about 90% water in most cases. So hence why we always put a pinch of salt there. Mm-hmm. That draws the water out. Hence why sun-dried tomatoes are more beautiful, which we can do at home as well, you know, from braising tomatoes. And we always hear the word glut when it comes to tomatoes, and those that are growing are saying, will I get a good yield and do I get a glut? And that's when people tend to give them out at the end of kind of maybe August, and they say, here's a bowl of tomatoes. What do you do with them? Turn them into chutney. I love actually just slowly cooking them in a little bit of olive oil. And that is just taking the heat of olive oil to a medium. Tomatoes in there, fresh thyme, couple of cloves of garlic. Let that simmer for a little while and then put all of that into a kilner jar. And you will be eating fresh tomatoes in December, January, and not just in July and August.
Now, you haven't pureed that or anything, have
you?
No, you, just
you don't need to.
Yeah,
jar. Because then you can take it and you can spread it on a little bit of maybe brioche that you've toasted in the morning, or, you know, or God forbid, a bit of sourdough that you're trying to get your teeth through. You know, put the tomato on, it'll soften it. Because that's what we accept when we're in, you know, Italy and Spain on our holidays, and we go, wow, that's amazing. It's toasted bread and it's a little bit of the local tomato.
Well, I was delighted to see one of your recipes today. It's just so simple, the simple tomato salad. And sometimes when you have tomatoes and you're trying to use them up, you overlook the really simple thing, which is just to chop them up, put salt and basil on them.
Claire, we've been heroing ingredients, and this one, to get a recipe for, I probably said to myself, no, not too many recipes, because this is the hero. This is the winner, is the Irish grown tomatoes. So room temperature is critical and it is key. Because when they chill down, you're pulling back a little bit of that flavour.
But you do want us to store them in the fridge.
You want to keep them in the fridge if you've bought them, say, today to carry you into the weekend. And keep them in a drawer. I mean, I've seen you're more organised with your fruit. I don't know what your fridge is like.
My famous fruit drawer.
Yeah, it's brilliant. I learned from that.
Caused a lot of controversy.
Well, arguably, but we all took tips away from it. So if you're doing what you're doing with your fruit, because this is a fruit, and if you do that in the fridge and you put it into a drawer, or you put it into a little container that it's not aggressive coolness. So it's almost like finding the little medium within your fridge to keep them nice and chilled. Take them out, room temperature, slice them always, I think, especially if they're different varieties that are big or your normal salad tomatoes. So I have a selection that are here. I tend to go for a selection on a plate. I slice them, I put them around the plate, I put a little bit of pinch of Irish sea salt onto them, and I walk away. And that is critical to getting the flavour out of them. So store in the fridge, but take out and eat at room temperature. Mm-hmm.
So a little bit of salt, a little bit of olive oil,
yeah,
a bit of basil.
Yeah, for one of the recipes, what we're given is just salt, olive oil, basil, and the zest of a lemon. Now, what am I going to do with that? Again, I would say to you, you can pull in all of your summer salads. It does not need to have, and I don't have with me today, lettuce leaves, because too often we see tomato as the accompaniment to lettuce that tastes of very little as well, unless you go into the Rockets, the Mizunas, all of those mustardy type flavours. So it is just a side salad of its own to be enjoyed on its own with bread. This could be an accompaniment if you're going to have some grilled meats, barbecue, roasts. We tend not to think that way. We think tomato and we go, oh no, it's too fresh to go with maybe a bit of pan fried grilled chicken or otherwise. It is absolutely gorgeous. I think tomatoes like this work really well with soft to medium boiled eggs. Just cut up, get the tomatoes in there. They're absolutely gorgeous. And another recipe that I've given today, Claire, is exactly that. But I'm pulling in some crispy bacon. because I want that little element of texture, saltiness. I have honey for a little bit of sweetness, and I have some salad leaves just gone in there, and that is absolutely beautiful.
Have you put goat cheese into that as well, haven't you?
Yeah, and again, that is just bringing creaminess. It's gorgeous. It's the reason why, you know, that is it caprese or capri salad? I don't know what you call it.
Yes, but the one with the mozzarella.
Yeah.
Isn't that what you have there?
I have a plate of that in front of me, and again, it is that sliced tomato. It is that room temperature. It is that pinch of salt. It is the mozzarella. And again, we've got Irish mozzarella that is absolutely beautiful in County Cork. You know, cut that up and just layer it. Spend a minute layering it. A little bit of basil, olive oil over the top of it. Not so much salt this time, just a little pinch really at the start on the tomato. Leave that at room temperature. Is that the centerpiece? Is it a side? Is it a meal? Is it a lunch? Is it a brunch? It's all of that. And again, tomato being the hero centerpiece of
it all. Keep it simple.
Yeah, totally on this one.
Because sometimes if you throw tomatoes into a leafy salad, you'll resent the tomato for making it soggy.
Well, you're adding water to water with certain lettuce, I believe, you know, and that's why I think pull it away, just put in the likes of herbs. Some people will ask me, you know, can I put thyme? Thyme to me is a nice cooking herb. You know, it's not so much for, you know, the rule with herbs, and we're not talking too much about that today, but there's woody and there's light and leafy. Woody herbs, your rosemary, thyme, put them into cooking.
Yeah.
Light and leafy, put them in at
the thyme is a bit of a toughie.
It can be, because we tend to grow it and we allow it to grow. We never take much care of it. It gets quite woody textured, but there is many types of thyme, including lemon thyme, which could and can work if the leaves are pulled away with your finger and your thumb and they're chopped up. Then and only then I might add thyme to tomato.
But to keep it simple, I think the basil is lovely, isn't
it? It's just
nice
sweet and gorgeous.
Easy to eat in a salad. Now, tomato pizza sauce is another idea you've brought to us today.
Yeah, because again, if you've got loads of fresh tomatoes that are knocking about, then can you put this into a sauce? And if you're going to put it into a sauce, then you have it all year round. What a story to tell in November or February of next year. Again, all you're doing there is the fresh tomatoes chopped up. No need to take the skins off them, because I have no doubt somebody will be saying, are we going to talk about de-skinning a tomato? I think that is necessary for certain things, and particularly those out of season all year round tomatoes. They're deliberately grown for a tough skin on them so that they travel, they hold, and we see them in our grocers for maybe a couple of weeks. So there's no need to do that in this case. You're chopping up your onion, your garlic. You're really just sweating it all off.
So that's a good little tip there. So imported tomatoes are a bit hardier on
They tend to be. And again, you know, Claire, there's a myth out there that will say, will we put these tomatoes on the windowsill? Will they ripen if they're not just fully ripened? Because, you know, you walk in and you see now the beautiful colour. I counted 7 Irish tomato growers that are Irish yesterday in a certain supermarket. That's really, really good. But it's a way down from where it used to be. But we look at tomatoes and we think, God, I'd love a wee half pack that 2 are ready to eat now and the other 2 will hold back for me deliberately. But then we rush home and we think there's someone else. Do we need to ripen these up? God, what are we going to do? And, you know, the whole myth of, do we stick them on the windowsill? And I've seen that. No, that does not work.
Doesn't work.
Because, no, an expert told me only a number of years ago, because for years I believed it did. He says, I bet you it did ripen, but not on the side that the direct sunlight was on. And he was correct in that. So the correct way to speed up the ripening is to put them into a paper bag or in your famous drawer. Because you get them into the drawer with fruit that's already ripened, it'll take the same gases, enclose them in, and it'll speed up that maturing last stages of the process.
Okay. Right. So back now, I distracted you from the pizza sauce, didn't I? Where were we with
that? Well, just on the pizza sauce, really all you're doing is you're sweating off, again, your onion. I've got a little bit of oregano and fresh basil, again, gone in there. If it's fresh, you add it at the end. You don't add it at the start. And you're sweating off. You're adding the garlic. You're adding the glutted tomatoes. You've chopped them up. All you're doing, because every ingredient that I've put into that does not necessarily need to be cooked. Because we've just described how you eat all of that raw. Why am I cooking it? Because it's making it safe and wholesome. You're improving the flavours. You're bringing everything together. You can blitz this. Get your Kilner jar. Get an old jar that perhaps, God forbid, you bought a tomato sauce one time that was out of season. You don't need to do that anymore. Keep that glass jar. Put it under boiling water to sterilise it. Get that tomato sauce in. Enclose it. and get it into storage. And again, you could have five or six of them put away. We're talking meal prep. We're talking nutrition. We're talking about controlling the flavors of what you eat all year round from a very short window season hero ingredient that is tomato in July and August.
All right. And if people want to find those recipes, they're all on rt.ie/todayCB. A couple of suggestions. Peter says drop a few anchovies on top of the tomatoes. Brings it to a new level.
Yeah, the saltiness of anchovy. Beautiful.
And if you've lots of green tomatoes, you can force ripen them with ripe bananas.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going into my
drawer.
My drawer, my fruit drawer. I knew I was on the right.
We're on cue for the next video here, aren't we?
Brian, thanks so much for coming in. That's Chef Brian McDermott. We have The Gathering for you next.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.